I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Laura Schmidt, who's the publisher of mathematics and STM journals at Elsevier. And we're talking about Elsevier's booth at the upcoming joint mathematics meetings in San Antonio. And so, Laura, I think people know about Elsevier, but what would you like to tell attendees about why they should visit your booth?
Well, attendees should stop by to see, of course, the latest books and journals on display, but also to learn more about what we do as publishers, how we're adapting in an evolving industry, and to get information on our current policies on open access and authors' rights and issues like that. This year, we'll also be giving away copies of a limited edition video brochure about the Elsevier Heritage Collection of rare books. Many of the 2,000 books in this collection are distinct titles published by the original Elsevier family in the 17th century. And this video sheds light on scholarly life during that period and the publishing house that inspired modern-day Elsevier. So if this sounds interesting to attendees, they should definitely stop by to pick up one of these video brochures. Attendees will also have the chance to meet the people at Elsevier who work directly with editors and authors of our journals and books. We're always open to feedback on the publications, and a big part of the reason we attend conferences is to get to know members of the mathematics community and to hear what you want and need from publishers. At the past two joint math meetings, a lot of participants appreciated the relaxation station in the exhibit hall, and I'm happy to announce that we will sponsor this again in 2015. So stop by to chat with us and get your voucher for a free massage, too.
And so just out of curiosity, the people working for Elsevier also get to avail themselves of the relaxation?
Well, I haven't done it in the past, but some of my colleagues have when there's a break in the traffic, we will.
Right. And are there other things that you'd like joint meetings attendees to know about Elsevier?
Well, for us, amongst all the change in the publishing industry right now, sustainability is really critical. So we receive over 40,000 submissions to the core math journals at Elsevier each year and publish about 10,000 articles. So any changes must be taken carefully to ensure that these works will remain discoverable and accessible in the long run. Maintaining a clear and reliable scientific record is key to our business, and we have more information at the booth about how we make sure content will be available in perpetuity. As an example of how Elsevier is committed to ensuring historic works are available to the public, we recently digitized Opera Mathematica by François Vieta, which was published in 1646 by the original House of Elsevier. And this digital version is available to view and download for free on Elsevier's mathematics website right now. We're also trying to communicate more, and that includes listening to the math community. So we established a scientific advisory council in 2012. We've published open letters on a regular basis since then and conducted surveys to poll the research community on potential changes to a journal business model or on our publication formats and services. In 2015, we'll be focusing efforts on acknowledging the huge amount of effort that referees contribute to journals, which often goes unrecognized, and we'll be welcoming input from attendees on what kinds of programs or initiatives they would like to see developed to recognize referees.
You mentioned the relaxation station, which of course is an immediate benefit that mathematicians can avail themselves of, but I have an idea that Elsevier also has many other things for the community. What does Elsevier offer the mathematics community?
Well, Mike, first and foremost for us, we offer high-quality publications which are disseminated globally. And as an author, you can rest assured that your work will be available to readers in perpetuity. For most of our key math titles, we also have an open archive policy, which means that papers older than 4 years are freely available to the public. The open archives go back to Volume 1, Issue 1, which for some journals means back to the 1960s, and this has made a huge impact on the accessibility of pivotal works from these journals, especially for researchers who didn't have access to the archived articles before. We also just started a new Mathematical Sciences Sponsorship Fund and received our first applications in October. The fund supports events and activities that will benefit individuals and groups within the mathematical sciences, particularly focusing on assistance for young researchers like travel grants, education, mathematical connections to the arts, and activities supporting the advancement of mathematical sciences in developing nations. More information about the sponsorship fund can be found at our booth or on our website. Besides access and sponsorships, we dedicate time and resources to developing new technologies which enrich the display of math online, improving our math-specific author services, like rolling out a new LaTeX proofing tool, and making mathematics content interactive on the web. And we're also involved in cross-publisher initiatives like StickFonts and MathJax. Attendees can stop by our booth for more information on any of those activities geared towards the math community, or if they want to discuss new ideas that they may have with us.
Laura, is there anything you'd like to add?
Just that I look forward to seeing everyone in San Antonio, and thanks for the opportunity to share this information on the podcast.
Well, you're welcome, Laura. That's Laura Schmidt, who's the publisher of Mathematics and STM Journals at Elsevier. Laura, thanks very much.
Thank you.